BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Israel's military says 50,000 Palestinians have left the Gaza City area after Israeli forces opened the main road leading to the south of the Gaza Strip. The chief military spokesman said the limited pause of 5 hours was not a ceasefire. He was speaking to the BBC's Jeremy Bowen.
The military spokesman this evening said that those Palestinians were able to move from north to south because of what he called a humanitarian pause. In other words, they gave them safe passage. They said, for 4 hours, you can move down that road and we won't be attacking it. Now, it seemed to work on that occasion in terms of getting people to move. Bringing in supplies, that's a different thing, because, of course, it also requires a good flow of trucks through the Rafah crossing from Egypt, all of which are checked by the Israelis.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insisted there can be no ceasefire without the release of Israeli hostages held in Gaza. Speaking at a White House briefing, the National Security Coordinator John Kirby agreed that a ceasefire at this point was inappropriate.
A ceasefire right now benefits Hamas. It would give them a propaganda win. See, look, now there's a ceasefire, and so we're going to be an equal party to this, and we have every right to continue to stay in governance in Gaza. Legitimizes what they started on October 7th, and that's unacceptable to President Biden. It's certainly unacceptable, understandably so, to the Israeli people.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has said both Israel and Hamas have carried out war crimes. Volker Turk referred to what he called Israel's collective punishment of Palestinian civilians and the unlawful forcible evacuation of civilians. Israel's spy agency Mossad has said it's helped foil an alleged plot to launch attacks on the Jewish community in Brazil. The Brazilian authorities said two men arrested in Sao Paulo appear to have links to Hezbollah in Lebanon. A Republican control committee in the U.S. House of Representatives has issued subpoenas to Joe Biden's son and brother as part of its impeachment inquiry into the president. Republicans say Mr. Biden illegally benefited from his son's business dealings. Here's Gary O'Donoghue.
This is a significant escalation in the impeachment inquiry, with House Republicans not just demanding that the president's son and brother appear before them in the coming weeks, but also requiring other family members, such as their wives, to give statements. Republicans claim that the president benefited from what they describe as influence-peddling schemes hatched by his relatives handing him millions of dollars in bribes. The White House has vehemently dismissed the claims, accusing Republicans of throwing spaghetti at the wall just to see what sticks.
BBC News. Rival candidates for the Republican nomination for next year's US presidential election are holding their third debate shortly, with frontrunner Donald Trump again not attending. The five alternative candidates still in the field, who include the Florida governor Ron DeSantis and the former South Carolina governor Nikki Haley, are set to fight over issues including the war in Gaza and abortion rights. 16 men have been arrested in Italy and the US as part of an operation targeting the powerful Gambino crime family. The arrests come after a two-year anti-mafia operation carried out by the FBI and Italian police. Jessica McCallan reports.
The Gambino family is one of five prominent New York-area mafia syndicates, collectively known as La Cosa Nostra. Those arrested include a captain, Joseph Joe Brooklyn Lani, and Uncle Ciccio, an alleged Sicilian mafia associate whose real name is Francesco Vicari. The syndicate targeted demolition companies and the waste management industry. They are accused of threatening businessmen and witnesses and demanding protection payments. Prosecutors outlined a pattern of intimidation and violent assaults intended to embezzle funds and defraud unions and employee benefit plans.
The Colombian rebel group, the ELN, is reported to have begun the process of releasing the father of the Liverpool footballer Luis Diaz. Local officials and UN representatives are on their way to secure the handover of Luis Manuel Diaz. His abduction has caused widespread anger in Colombia. Conservationists in Slovakia say the newly installed right-wing government is preparing to end a moratorium on culling wolves. The killing of wolves has been a criminal offence in Slovakia since 2021. BBC News.